this is what being fallen is. You know, we just stumble through this, but we never give up. And we don't look at it as like something's wrong with us. We just look at it as like, oh, we're normal, and we just keep trying.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I was just telling you, you know, I don't have my coat on. I always have my coat on. So it is getting a little warmer here in northern Indiana. In fact, the grass is starting to green up. I bet it's really green down where you live.
It's not too green yet. It's actually supposed to go down to freezing again over the next week, I think.
So. Yeah, I'm not liking that, but I was,
I like that because then I don't have to cut the grass.
You're kind of a, what are the pragmatists? A,
I'm lazy. You know, I think that's the word you're
looking
that's
for. Yeah, that's the other word I was thinking. So I'm actually feeling pretty decent today. I've been like just dragging the last, I don't know, 10 days because, you know, we went to Nebraska. We didn't talk last week. So what did you do last week?
We played an old show.
Okay.
Very old, without me even.
Really? Wow.
I don't remember if I've played that one before. So if you didn't listen, it's fun. It's worth going back to listen to Todd.
Wow.
Back before his voice changed. And
it was kind of squeaky. Yeah.
It was a nice one.
Yes. When I was young and full of life. And
before these kids sucked it all out of you.
That's right. Spit out my bones on the other side. Yeah. I get it. But so last week, or a weekend ago, I don't know when it was, we went to Nebraska. We went to Lincoln, Nebraska. I went with my son, Jed. We were there for several days. We drove out there and we drove back on the way home. We did a funeral in Robinson, Illinois. I'd never been there before. I did a funeral for my uncle. Then we got home on Monday. I had all day Tuesday at home to get stuff done, to unpack all the stuff that I took and pack it back up, and then to leave Wednesday morning at 2:30 in the morning to start flying out to Maine near Portland. And then we did something we've never done, and honestly, I hope we never repeat it again. But it was a state homeschool convention that was kind of shut down by COVID. You know, in Maine, they're just really tough. And they decided they were going to have it again. They called me up. I was super excited to be going because I'd been there in the past, and it was a great convention. And so this time they decided what they were going to do is kind of have a virtual / in-person time. The place they had it at couldn't host it because they couldn't have that many people up. That's what I understood. And so they decided they would have it in churches. So on Thursday day from early in the morning to late afternoon, we had an event, and then we packed it all up, went back to our little place we were staying. And then the next morning we drove out 2 hours to go to its event, came back, or an hour and a half, and then came back. And then, so we did it on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And by the time we started driving home, I just felt numb, you know, just like, I just felt like, man, this is hard. And it makes you feel older, and it makes you feel like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And when I got home, and that's what I was going to talk about. When I got home, Scott, you know, have you ever noticed that no one cares when you're tired or worn out? It's almost like they expect dads to do the dad thing even when you're tired.
Absolutely. No one gives a rat's rear end about whether I'm tired or not.
Well stated, Scott. And that is true. No one cares. Not only do they not care, really, they expect more from us. And so, you know, I live about 3 hours from the airport. So we left Maine at 3:30 in the morning. No, we didn't. We left our hotel at 3:30 in the morning to get to the airport to fly out by 5:30 in the morning. We went to Detroit. We finally end up at home before 10 o'clock in the morning. I am home and I'm back to the airport. Now I got a 3-hour drive and we made good time. And my family all decided they were going to eat at Burger King after church. So everybody was there. And I told him, I said, I don't think I can make it. I'll meet you at home. And Debbie says, well, I've got some errands to run, so I may not be there right away. And I'm like, that's fine. I'll rest or whatever. And well, I got to there and I thought, somebody still might be there. So I decided I'd just surprise them. And, I was exhausted. I was blurry. And I came in and it was my wife and daughter, Maggie, and then Catherine and her husband, Josh, and their newborn baby, not newborn, 2-month-old, Adelie, who is now 8.5 pounds. Remember, wow. She came in at 4'12". Yeah, so she's big. She's getting to be a chunk. No, not really. But and so I come into the Burger King and everybody's, and I'm just feeling a little blurry eyed. And so I will just say my greeting to my wife wasn't the warmest. It just wasn't like embraced after being gone for 4 days and holding each other. And, well, I didn't think anything about it, but my wife did. And so, we had this long conversation and really has kind of set the tone for the last day or so. And she's like, there's just something wrong with you. Why are you being this way? I'm like, honey, I'm just tired, but that was hard to convey. And it did make me think that, like you said, Scott,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares. And maybe that's the job of a dad and a husband, that we have to love even when we're tired. And I know we can't do that. We can't do that perfectly. But maybe, Dad, you're in that position right now. Maybe you're thinking, I've been working on this project for whatever days. When I come home, I just don't feel like, I don't feel the warmest. I feel worn out. I don't want to go out and play basketball with my kid. I don't want to do this. I'm just tired. I get it. Scott gets it. Every man listening gets it. Our families don't get it. They just think we don't care. And so maybe we put our physical needs, our of rest and all that aside, and we work at it anyway. Maybe we get points for trying. I don't know if we do or not. I don't know.
It's hard. There we are.
It is hard.
Like my kids almost seem impervious to any problems I have. And yeah. I think maybe God created it that way.
Do you think you were the same way?
Yeah, because my dad, if anything was really wrong, that's like earth-shattering to a kid. If your dad, if things don't seem right with your dad, then the whole world's messed up.
Right, right.
And sometimes as the dad, though, I'm like, well, I'm just a person. My life stinks sometimes. Let me be depressed or tired or whatever it is,
But they don't want you to be.
The kids don't accept that. They don't even, it doesn't even compute to them. That's like, there's a glitch in the matrix if that happens. So,
yeah. And that's kind of an interesting thing to me, but
our wives ought to know better, but
yeah. And I tried that on my wife.
That doesn't work.
Hey, when you're tired and you don't greet me warm, you say you're just tired. And
yep.
I think she, I don't know if she really understood that or if she didn't really help a ton, but anyway, so I've been trying to woo her back. But it's some wives are, I hate, like, I know you're not a Dick Van Dyke Show fan or
never heard of it.
That's probably true. But I'm like on the Dick Van Dyke Show, and I assume it's in modern day sitcoms too. Here's how it works. The husband, he's an insensitive slob. The wife is hurt. She, Rob. And she's, slams the door. You can sleep on the couch tonight. And he sleeps out on the couch. But then in the morning, he says some little quip and everything's like, okay, then. And she smiles and she gives him a warm kiss and they just move back into normalness. That doesn't feel like my house. I just, It takes a long time sometimes to climb back up those hills. And, you know, if you're tired, you don't feel like climbing. You know, you feel like, who cares? You know, I'm just going to keep sliding down, you know. But dads don't get that luxury.
And you slam the door and just say, I'll pick up the pieces later.
Sometimes I feel that.
It doesn't go very well. I've tried that many times. It really doesn't go well. Part of your problem might be that your image in your head of the sitcom mom sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Maybe. That could be. Oh, Mickey! That's true. Maybe that's it. But if you knew Laura Petrie, you would know she kind of sounds, Rob! That kind of sounds like that. So anyway. Well, and then we were talking about, so this morning we woke up and we had a few minutes to talk before we had to get moving. And we were just talking about all the stuff that's going through my wife's head, and she feels overwhelmed because she often does. And but she was talking about Easter. And I don't, I mean, we have Easter every year, Scott, and I'm sure we talk about Easter, but I don't really, like, what is your persuasion as far as Easter baskets? Do you do Easter baskets
or
anything like that?
Yeah. We usually do the giant egg hunt at my in-law's house.
Right. I know you do that. Yeah. Right.
And then they have big baskets. And then, but then we have to do the same thing kind of at our house, because apparently it's not enough to do the giant one at their house. We have to do it at our house too. And it's usually a muddy mess. And
well, so this Easter basket, how does it materialize?
Generally, my wife takes care of that.
So when you say generally, what do you mean?
Okay, without exception, it's her. She does everything.
And I think, and I mean, that's how I am. Well, you know, and my wife reminds me of that. She'll say, and you don't have to think of ... And she's right, you know, like Easter baskets or whatever. And our Easter baskets are pretty tame. You know, usually there's like one little, like we'll get them a new Bible or something like that, or, you know, a shirt or a pair of socks, and then some jelly beans in the bottom. But I know my wife thinks about it, because my wife thinks about what they would like. And I don't really care what they would like. I just go for what's convenient, you know, if I did it. But my wife has to think about it, and I don't have to think about it. So I was wondering, I'm just floating this past you, Scott. Is there a way that we could maybe take some of those kind of little stresses off by offering to help?
What do you think? Is where the earthly side of me kicks in, and I start saying, yeah, but there are certain things that it's just assumed I'll take care of because I'm the man.
And what are those things, Scott?
Oh, like any sort of plumbing disaster, any sort of car problem.
So you're thinking, like, if the brakes go out, you would fix or get take care of that.
Yep.
And then your wife has Easter baskets.
Pretty much.
Okay.
That doesn't work. I'm not suggesting that as a strategy to argue with your wife about that. But, you know, that's usually how it ends up in my house, so.
Well, here's how, I mean, and that is the way it works. I mean, Abe and I replaced the brakes on the back brakes on our van. And I'll tell you, it is a good feeling when your son, is just about to turn 21. No, he just turned 21. It is a good feeling. Did he just turn? Yeah, he just turned 21. It is a good feeling when you look at your son and they're just so capable. You know, I mean, just, I mean, he just did it all. I mean, he was popping it off, and I'm like, hey, I don't know about this. And he's like, I got it, Dad. You know, and it was just a really good feeling, all that to say. So I do kind of those things, but somehow it feels a little bit like to my wife that I don't have anything compared to her, you know, like she goes, yeah, whatever. I got everything else.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
Well, it helps if you actually believe that, because I do pretty much believe that my wife works harder than me.
Maybe that's the rub. Maybe yeah. I just need to.
You think
say,
you work hard?
I am a bum. I really don't do much. Maybe that's it. You open my eyes.
I have no great wisdom on this. We just keep on stumbling our way forward, and
yeah.
One day Jesus will come back and put it all right. And then she'll find out that I was right all along.
That's a good thing. And maybe that's maybe that really is marriage, and really, and that's family. And I think sometimes husbands kind of understand that, but sometimes I think our wives look at that stumbling as, why don't we do it right? And I know my wife does sometimes, like, why can't we just get this part right? Why can't you just understand these things? And I'm like, because this is what being fallen is. You know, we just stumble through this, but we never give up. And we don't look at it as like something's wrong with us. We just look at it as like, oh, we're normal. And we just keep trying. And that's somehow comforting to me, that to know that you guys do the same thing and we do the same thing and everybody does the same thing. And we just keep going.
We're destined to stumble through life, Todd.
Yeah.
That's my bit of wisdom today.
All we are is dust in the wind.
I'm very impressed you pulled that one out. That's awesome.
I know. Really, I think I took it from the old Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes. You gotta add the food.
I haven't seen that in like two decades. Years, maybe. Yeah.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Yes, dude.
They're apparently making another one of those movies.
Oh, yeah?
I can't imagine how bad that will be, but oh well.
Well, this is kind of new, exciting news that my son, Sam, my animator son, he's going to be working on the Wing Feather Saga. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I'm not.
But it's a, you know, Andrew Peterson, the guy who sang I Am a Family Man, and he sings He Is, or I think that's the title of it.
Yeah.
He wrote a series, and when my older kids were probably teenagers, and it's a great series, but they're doing it the same way they did The Chosen. They're doing it as a, not a Kickstarter thing, but a kind of a
crowdfunded thing.
Yeah. Crowdfunded thing. And, they're starting to hire the animators, and Sam was hired.
That's awesome.
That'll be kind of fun. He's really excited because for the last year he's been working on it, and it's a 2-year project. And if you're an animator, that's a big deal, because animators are kind of hired for projects. So they're not like,
It's like being an actor basically.
Yeah. It's like that.
And then you're done.
That's it. And up until fairly recently, he was just doing short segments. So he did a Netflix show that was something Bigfoot. It was okay. It was a decent show, but he only worked on it for a couple months because they brought him in at the end to finish up some parts they needed help on. But he's been working for the last year on a animated series in Italy. And so, you know, it's all in Italian. The voices are all in Italian. They give him a transcript of what it means, you know. The meetings are in Italian, or they try to speak in English, but he always feels like he's kind of on the outskirts. He gets paid in lira or whatever, and then they transfer it into, you know, American money. So he goes, I'm just looking forward to being paid in American money and being on the same time as they are. So, but it looks like a fun project.
They don't teach you that in school.
They don't. They don't. So anything else exciting happening, Scott? Because this is my first day back to gym class and co-op, so I got to leave here soon.
You can pray for me and my family. See, our oven quit, and thankfully it didn't burn down the house, but something was burning inside it when we had to flip off the power to the oven range, because the broiler just kept going even when we turned the oven off. So it's kaput.
So this electric?
Yes. Wow. So it's kaput, and yeah, we're probably going to get a gas one, hopefully, when we get around to getting one. Mm-hmm. And then let's see, I went to get my tires rotated, and they told me I need new tires. So, you know, and now they're like double the price of what they used to be.
Ooh, I heard that. Yeah. I heard that.
And in the process, the guy threw my keychain up on top of the dashboard somewhere in there, and there's the little air vent thing. And I guess they went to retrieve them, and I didn't notice this until I was driving home. He ripped my Brian Setzer guitar pick that was like attached by a little string to the keychain off the keychain, and it was just laying there on my dashboard, and he basically destroyed what was left of my souvenir keychain from the Brian Setzer show from like 10 years ago.
This sounds like a major lawsuit. I think you might get three tires out of this.
I was not happy. And I have a tooth problem I got to take care of, and then one or two other things that I don't want to mention. So that's how my life's going right now.
Okay, well, we'll pray for those things before we go.
But everything else is great.
Everything else is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You go through life just singing that song, don't you?
I do not. Do I go through a day every once in a while? Maybe. But I'm not feeling that way right this moment. And then this weekend, I'm getting ready to leave on Friday to go to a Ignite Women's event, which is in St. Louis. It'll be hundreds of ladies. I'll be the only man there, and I'll be speaking a couple times there. So got to go do that too. Just drive right back out the same way I came a few days ago.
Do you come home from those events and tell your wife how much other women appreciate you?
No.
All right.
Everybody appreciates you when you're not married to them. Right. You know, that's just like, he's so amazing.
Must be wonderful to be your wife now.
That's right. That's what the last, even my kids. I mean, is it just so much fun having him as your dad? And they just stare at me like, no. Does he just make you laugh all the time? I said, oh, yeah. We're just a yucca minute at the Wilson house.
Yep.
So. Anyway, well, hey, I think we just won't belabor this. We'll take it to an end. I will pray for us, and I'll pray for Scott and those things, because I know, Dad, you know, Scott's not the only thing that seems like everything's broken and everything needs to be replaced. And it is amazing to me. I don't know if you feel this way, Scott, but sometimes I am so thankful for life when everything is good. And then when one of those little things comes up, I just like abandon ship. I'm like, I can't believe all this, you know, like. You know, like my car's run for the last 4 years, no problem. But now that I have to do this, I'm like so mad at it. You know, I'm just, it feels unfair.
That is your constitutional right as a dad to get angry about that stuff and forget that God exists.
Scott, I should be quoting you on these. These should all be memes.
Well, amazingly, someone's recording this and it will be available for consumption.
That's right. And that's why you guys listen to this every week.
That's still kind of a mystery, but
that is kind of a mystery.
But we're glad to have you here.
We are, and I do appreciate you guys. Thanks for being on the team. And how about we pray right now? Dear God, I just pray for all the dads. I know we're tired and we feel overwhelmed and we sometimes feel underappreciated and everything's broken. I pray for Scott, Lord, as he has to navigate these things with new tires and an oven and a tooth. And I know a tooth makes everything worse. And I just pray that you would help him be the dad, to be the husband in the midst of that. I pray for myself and the other dads that maybe we would be able to help a little bit in Easter or whatever that is, that our wife just needs us to pick up some slack. Help us not to take things personal. And I pray that we would never stop trying, even if we're tired. And we thank you for allowing us to be the dads, because we are truly thankful. And we pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Dad, have a great week. Next week, I should be calming down a little bit and getting back into normal swing. And so I'll probably sound super relaxed and super chill. So we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Do something fun as a family. If you're tired, tough, engage. And do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.